proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We continue with our study on the names and titles of God, again focusing on the Hebrew word Elohim, meaning God. We often use names and titles as labels to distinguish one entity from another. The Bible placed an important emphasis on such identifiers, particularly the names and titles ascribed to God. In the scripture, an individual's name noted something definite about that person. Thus, the names and titles of God are like miniature portraits of him. God revealed these names and titles to mankind in order to unveil some aspect of his character or his work. We were looking at the uses of the word Elohim, translated as God. Another prominent usage of that term appeared in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, in the portion of the verse that reads, quote, "For the Lord shall go before you, and the God of Israel shall be your rearward." The word God here is the word Elohim. In that verse, God alluded to himself as the protector of Israel, both preceding them and protecting them as a rear guard. The use of Elohim in this verse points to God as the powerful guardian of his people, and that has soothing effects to anyone who belongs to God. As the Psalms put it, "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." God gave the Jewish people proof of his power after he liberated Israel from Egyptian bondage. The Israelites were encompassed, the chariots of Egypt closing in on them, the Red Sea at their backs. As this happened, according to Exodus 14, quote, "The angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them," unquote. On that day, early in Jewish history, God showed the Israelites that he would buttress his sovereignty over them by displaying his power on their behalf. When we turn to the prophetic books, we note that the prophet Amos used the word Elohim as part of the phrase "the God of hosts." In other words, the Elohim of hosts. That particular construction appeared several times in the 4th through the 6th chapters of his book. A similar usage of the term Elohim, Lord of hosts, occurred several times in Psalm 80 as well. Amos wanted to depict God as a powerful being, in contrast to the worthless idols from which Israel sought aid. The writer of Psalm 80 employed the phrase to depict God as a mighty leader, capable of rescuing his people. Even non-Jews used Elohim with reference to the God of Israel. When we look at the first chapter of the book of Jonah, we read how the shipmaster, who was probably a non-Jewish pagan, how the shipmaster went to the slumbering prophet Jonah and said unto him, quote, "Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not," unquote. The other passengers on board were petitioning their own deities, yet this mariner might have recognized the futility of their endeavors. Thus he exhorted Jonah to appeal to the only divine power capable of delivering the ship from impending destruction, namely, the God of heaven himself. Elohim meant exalted one. It depicts God as being high, lifted up, all-powerful. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.